Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers.
I think it all comes down to Chris Kreider. I think I put the bet in. Rangers going to win. Kreider, anytime goal. And, you know, let's go Rangers.
The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 1 o'clock hour on the Fan in New York, we'll get to my Casamigos big shot of the night at some point in this hour, but let's get right to the phones because you guys are calling. 877-337. A six, a six, and two more sixes get you on the show. Up, up, and away we go. Do not adjust your radio. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good, man. I mean, minus the way that ninth inning went, pretty good.
And I was very surprised. I always, whenever I look at all the scores across the league, I always see the Yankees win. I was very surprised to see this tonight.
I know, you know. Mariano never gives it up in the ninth. It's just...
Frank was actually just having like a little argument with a Yankees fan today about Clay Holmes, and he was telling me how he's so good. I'm like, I don't know if he's seeing it towards the end of the year. He goes a little off.
What happened to your phone, Josh? What happened? You sound like you're underwater.
No.
You sound like, what's that cartoon? What was it? Charlie Brown? Yeah, that's from the Peanuts. You all right? I can't. I don't know. I can't. I can't hear you now. It's like there's a filter over it.
You know?
It's just tough, Josh. Sorry, man. Call back. 877-337-6666. I was just joking about Mariano, but that did make me think about how Mets fans tried to say Edwin Diaz is bomb, 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 was better than Enter Sandman with Mariano. Hell no. And I remember talking about that and actually having to debate that and have to talk about it. I'm like, wait, Mariano did that and won rings. What has Edwin Diaz come out to the trumpets to save? I told you guys, scrap that after Timmy Trumpets came here and said, I can't wait to come back and perform this at the World Series. No, no, no. Somebody should have told him right away. Hey, they should have put the Mets jersey on Timmy Trumpet and said, listen, don't get ahead of yourself, buddy. Don't say too much. Don't just keep it to like the song and how happy you are about the song being played. That was an omen, man. That was a hex. Whew. Fast forward to now, America's Best Dance Crew, LED Show, and Edwin Diaz is crying in the club. 877-337-6666. My bad, Mets fans. It's just my way to deflect after the Yankees' win streak ends and Clay Holmes blows it. And, you know, tonight was the second night that we saw the Yankees lean into, like, okay, we have a good closer. We should have an entrance for our closer. And now the book is going to be out on, hey, let's see Clay's numbers with that new entrance. Friday, pretty good. Monday, not so good. Justin and Tom's River on the Fan. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Keith. What's going on, man? I can't believe that was even a debate with Mariano and Edwin Diaz.
You know, but you heard that. It was definitely a Twitter debate, a radio thing where they get too fast to like crown themselves. They're the gold standard of baseball. New Steve Cohen. The city's under new management. Edwin Diaz's intro is better than Mariano's intro. It's like, all right, buddy, you guys got like. You guys lost in the wild card round.
Let me tell you something. Being in Yankee Stadium, watching the other dugout, when that song came on, they knew the game was over. They were shaking over that. They knew that they were not going to go to anything in the ninth inning. But the reason why I called, Keith, let me tell you something. I already know what you're going to say to me because I am one to overreact. But let me tell you something. I feel just like you. I am so done with Gleyber Torres. Let me tell you something. His first year when he came in, you know, he was like a great, like, prospect and coming up when the Yankees got him in that trade. He had that great offensive year. But since then, it's been nothing but downhill. And you know what? He's going to, like you said earlier, he's going to end up costing us a big game when it comes to the postseason. There's been three games this year where he's cost us. Against the Guardians, we had a chance to sweep out in Cleveland. He takes the ball. He throws it against his body instead of making the flip to Volpe. And he throws it into the camera well where the media is. Tonight, he runs in front of Volpe instead of letting him make the play. He doesn't get on base, and on top of that, he makes errors on the base paths against Detroit. There was an error in the field, not paying attention, then you have two runners at third base. Could end up costing us the game. It's just very frustrating to watch him, and you can't give him the benefit of the doubt anymore.
That's the problem, really, Justin. He gets the benefit of the doubt every day. They sat him for a day, put Oswaldo at second base, and it was a good reset in the Tampa series. We lost the game, but they put him in the next game. He homered. So in my mind, I'm like, good. He got to sit and watch the guys play, and then at the end of the game, they went to the visiting clubhouse, and he had to sit there with his boys in a loss, and he's like, damn, not only like did I not help the team, like I couldn't help the team. They sat me down today. Like tomorrow, I got to be better, and the next day, be better. And he's been able to string together some hits, but man, it's just like I've seen that so many times. Thanks for the call, Justin. I just went and looked it up. So I said, you know, in my open, just I'm like, didn't he do that against the Tigers? Yeah, August 31st of last year, the Tigers walk it off on a bad throw from Gleyber Torres. And it literally is a similar type of play. A ball slowly rolling up the middle. Gleyber charges it to get to it first. If you're going to do that, know that you can make a good throw. If not, pick the ball up and put it in your pocket and make everybody hold where they are. And going back to what Justin said about us losing a big game, no, hell no. There cannot be an option of that happening in the postseason this year. Fool me, can't fool me again. Fool me two times. This is like 22 times. Morris is in Brooklyn. Morris, you're on the Fan.
How are you, Keith?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I want Gleyber to be better, man, because he has it. He's supposed to be, you know, he was supposed to be a prodigy. They were looking at him like Ronald Acuna Jr., Fernando Tatis, Juan Soto, as these like young guys in the game that were going to be superstars. He had that in him very early, but there's just too many mental lapses and mistakes like that when those are routine plays.
Yeah, you're definitely right. Gleyber Torres cost us this game.
He didn't cost us the game alone, but that one play can't happen for him because it's like, hey.
I'm saying it wasn't Clay Holmes because Clay Holmes is pitching zeros the whole year. He's allowed to have one screwed up game.
Yeah, but also Clay had some 3-2 counts, and when you put guys on, it's trouble on the base pass in a 3-run game, you know, with 3 outs to get.
Yeah. Something that concerns me that I really want to talk to you about is that if you focus on the positives, Stroman had a really good game, except for that one home run. He's retired 15 in a row. That's really good.
I'm glad you brought us back to that, because in a win, that's what we're talking about. It wasn't like anybody else really did any damage besides Verdugo. Verdugo had three RBI, and Birdie had one. I think Judge had a couple hits. Soto had a couple hits. Rizzo a couple hits. But like the story of the game tonight would have been Verdugo, the dog, and Marcus Stroman going out there and being masterful through seven innings. Obviously, he goes out for the eighth, gives it up. And, you know, we're not talking about that because we're talking about, hey, like, this is foreshadowing some things for the future, right? The Mariners are a team you could possibly see in October, and they're going to fight just like that. And if you're not locked in, if everybody's not locked in, hey, we didn't win yet. We got three outs to get here. Make the plays. And if Clay Holmes isn't all the way on like he's been, and he's leaving some pitches up there in the zone, and these guys are swinging, I think Chris Kirschner, I got to pull up his tweet. He put out, like, it was just all soft contact, and it was like nothing was hard hit, man. Everything was like under 80 miles an hour. And we got, and that ends the winning streak. Thanks for the call, Morris. Chris Kirschner said Clay Holmes gave up hits with the following exit velocities: 67.8 miles an hour, 80.2 miles an hour, 75.5 miles an hour. And Torres had an error to baseball, period, he writes. Shout out to CK, saw him over the weekend. And I know he does a podcast with Randy Wilkins, who was the producer of The Captain Doc. You guys should check out their Yankee podcast. I think it's called Views from 314 Feet. Anyway, yeah, the story of tonight would have been Alex Verdugo, dog, bouncing back. And it's funny because, you know, I was putting in bets on Verdugo for these last couple weeks, and he had some 0-for games. He had a little bit of a rough stretch. But, you know, like I said, that first homecoming dinner, he showed up, had a good time. I saw a video of him chucking his hat. This guy is loving being a Yankee. The Yankee life is way better than that Red Sox life. And instead of talking about Verdugo and Marcus Stroman, I'll still give out my Casamigos big shot of the night tonight in a losing effort. One's on the clock, man. I wish we just got it done. I wish Clay got one more out or didn't walk one guy, or Glaber just put that ball in his pocket, or just, hey, like, if you're not going to make the play, let that ball roll. Volpe's behind you. I don't know. Maybe you don't do that, obviously, in the moment. And a lot of you baseball guys that have been there, you guys know better than me. In that moment, you charge the ball to make the play. But you don't charge the ball with the game on the line and throw it in front of Rizzo where it skips off the ground over his glove. And, I don't know, Rizzo isn't able to get there. 877-337-6666 as I'm watching SNY and I see that double play that happened with the Mets in the infield with Starling Marte. And like the Mets this year are putting together a low light reel. There's some bloopers already, not just with their base running, but their infield defense. My boy Dre actually just sent me the clip during the break. Marte hits that ball. It goes to the pitcher. And I think who is this? DJ Stewart? Who gets caught? Yeah. He gets caught. And then Marte should just be chilling at first. He gets caught sleeping. Can't outrun the ball. That turns into a double play. That's how the second inning started. That's tough. But anyway, man, got to be better. But I understand. Baseball's hard. That's baseball, Susan. But that is not Susan baseball. Good to hear you back on the call, Susan. Learned a lot from you, because now that I've sat in that seat and I've done those reads, it's so different now to be able to hear how Susan does it and like how she fits certain things in before the pitch and stops. Whatever. You guys have no idea what that game is like, calling the game. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Park.
Hey, Keith. Great show as usual. I have a plan for the Knicks, a simple plan, and then some thoughts on the Mets, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. So I think, you know, with the Knicks moving forward, I think you have to upgrade your number two guard. And I think you have to keep Julius. You have to let Achiuwa go and Sims go, and you have to get a backup power forward and a backup center. And Julius, he's pretty important because, you know, I think the league or the East got fortunate that Embiid and the Greek Freak, they didn't really, you know, they weren't there or they were compromised. So, I mean, the Knicks are going to need as many big bodies as they can get to battle those guys next year. And with the Mets, you know, with a Diaz, you know, I feel like we need to give him a break. He's coming off a knee injury. And, you know, with the other
sports. He hurt his knee this year?
What was that?
He hurt his knee this year?
Oh, no, last year. I'm sorry, last year. Wasn't it last year he hurt his knee?
Oh, yeah. And he was I don't know why I'm thinking this year. He's healthy this year, but he missed all of last year.
Yeah. But, you know, in the other sports, if you stop and think about it, whenever these guys come back from a knee injury, they're never right. Like, the next year, it takes them almost like the next year to get better. And I think we should realize that, you know, that he's not going to be the same, and he may need a full year just to get back to who he used to be, you know, before we start kind of dumping on him.
You know what I'm saying? He signed a four-year, $100 million contract. This is year two of the contract. You got nothing out of him in year one.
You know, but hey, his
they're going to do something here. But, yeah, they're either going to you know, try and hide him in there or bring him out in a softer landing spot, which I'm going to bet that they have a few softer landing spots in the near future.
Yeah, and listen to this for a second. When the Knicks had Porzingis a few years back, right? And they were debating, do we sign him or let him go? And they traded him. And I think Alonzo was kind of entering that, you know. He's almost like the same thing is happening with him. And I think that they trade him. And I think maybe the Mets need to kind of...
Alonzo?
Alonzo, right. So remember when the Knicks had Porzingis, right? So they didn't sign him to the big deal. And that freed up a lot of cap space. And the Knicks were eventually, it took some time, able to get on the right track. And I think maybe the Mets have to do that.
This point, you're trading Pete Alonzo. If you can trade Pete Alonzo before deadline, do that.
You know, but you don't want to invest because he's already 30 years old.
Yeah, they didn't.
And
so at this point, it's more likely that they trade him or just let him walk. And I think everything is on the table. If Steve Cohen is tweeting, well, we can't do anything till the deadline, and the team just is not clicking at this point of the season where we're approaching Memorial Day weekend this weekend, like, before you know it, it'll be in a month, it'll be time to sell off. In a month, and it's already, teams are already making trades. It's the deadline come July 30th. But that first, like, you know, I don't know, we'll see what happens. Maybe they win seven games in a row.
No, I don't think so. But the Mets, you know, they're going to have to, it's going to be tough, but they're going to have to make some really good choices for their franchise moving forward. And if it means letting people go, then that's what you got to do. That's what Cleveland did when they traded Lindor to the Mets. Now look at them and look at the Mets now. So case in point.
Yeah, great point. Thanks for the call, Mike. Cleveland lets Lindor go. There was no way they were paying him over $300 million. They probably weren't coming close to that. I mean, it's a surprise that Jose Ramirez took the deal that he took with them. He could have got way more money elsewhere, but he likes the Ohio living style, I guess. He can do what he wants out there and not be bothered. But, yeah, the Guardians are contenders. The Guardians go to the postseason. The Guardians can win that little AL Central division. That division is weak. That division's weak as hell. The Yankees have swept the Tigers. The Yankees have swept the Twins. The Yankees have swept the White Sox. And, you know, the first game tonight against the M's. Thought we had another one. Stadium buzzing. Flavor Flav in the house. Clay Holmes. Got. Streak ends. And I think they were just talking about, you know, how, you know, he's got the 20-game scoreless streak. And he's the best in baseball, and he's, you know, he's approaching, I forget, I think maybe it's the second longest streak in Yankees history, and womp, 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 you lose a game. So now, lock in and take the next two. John is in Westfield on the Fan. Hello, John.
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
I'm so sick and tired of this Yankees nonsense. It was a tough night for me, man. I lose the parlay. Yankees blow it.
That's what
this
it is.
I'm not even joking. Volpe is talking to my ex. That's a true story. I don't want to go into any details on that. I'll keep the kid private. But speaking of sloppy seconds, Glaber's play is despicable. I know Justin was talking about it, but I can't watch this anymore. We gotta find a way to either trade him or release him. I don't know.
Well, you gotta get something for him. It's just unfortunate because Glaber Torres.
What are we gonna get for him?
You guys be drunk on a Monday night. This is a children's program. Come on, y'all. I have young people that are sneaking to listen to this show. And that's what y'all do? I mean, the dump button. I was on it. Alex was on it. Got it out of there. But let's regather ourselves. My boy who just called is not my boy. Like, come on, respect the show and the young audience. Justin was, I don't know. I think his name was Justin, the last caller. He started with a few things. I guess Volpe bagged his ex. But these are ball players, bro. They probably, like, I don't know. If we're really talking about it, like, they may have a plethora of girls that they're talking to. Other than that, he started off the call. He said he's sick and tired of this Yankee nonsense. What are you on, bro? Did you not watch the last week of games? They're going to lose a game, and they were up. It sucks. One bad inning. Your closer comes in, he blows a save, and he's been the best closer in baseball. It happens. It has been happening to some of the best closers in baseball. Go take a look around. Some of the highest paid guys like Edwin Diaz, like Josh Hader, haven't had it. But, you know, the Gleyber Torres thing, it's frustrating. And what I was going to say was Gleyber Torres was supposed to be the Yankee shortstop these last couple years. They showed Name That Yankee today, and it was Jay Bruce. And I laughed. I was like, that Jay Bruce one homer, I was at that game. And they showed the like 10% crowd. And Gleyber Torres was shortstop that day. So how did we go from Gleyber Torres is a prodigy, MVP of the Arizona Fall League. He's only 22. He's only 23. He's only 24. He's 25 now. He's 26 now. He's 27 now. And I don't care that he was the best hitter on a 500 team last year. We have just seen this so much. It's hard to, like, you know, it's hard to shake. And nobody means to throw the ball into the dugout. Nobody means to run into outs. It happens. Just like my boy Drake corrected me that was not DJ Stewart. That was JD Martinez. DJ, JD, same thing. These guys aren't out there to blow the game, to mess it up. But there is one guy on the New York Yankees that nobody is surprised when he bobbles a ball, makes a bad throw, runs into outs, or just like slumping. And yeah, I don't know what they're going to get for him now, but this is supposed to be his prove it year. This is supposed to be his money year. Like, I legit am at the point where I feel bad for him because this Yankees team is having fun. These guys like each other. They like Gleyber. They love Gleyber. They're trying to pick him up. But he just, I don't know. Sometimes, like with the game on the line like that, I need everybody locked. I need everybody focused. I need everybody knowing that we're a couple outs away from win number 8. Can't do it. Can't throw a bad ball there. Can't expect Rizzo, bad back, to go down there and save you. And so it is what it is. But what I pitched to you guys, and I said in the open, hear me out. Why can't DJ, who I think won a Gold Glove at second base, who came over here and his position was second base, right? When Gleyber was playing shortstop, who was playing second base? Why can't DJ play second base? I don't know. Ari in Lakewood on the fan. Tell me something cool, Ari.
Thanks for taking my call. But do you think that Boone is putting too much confidence in Caleb Ferguson?
Nah, I just think it's his role. And we've seen Caleb be good. We've seen him not be good. I think it's just, you know, he's like, I don't think he's putting too much confidence in him. They have lanes, they have scripts, they have times that they're going to deploy these guys. And nah, Caleb Ferguson, I'm not losing any sleep over.
Okay, but also, we saw today that Judge and Soto working walks together. Like, Soto got walked before, Judge got to walk after.
And man, that just made me think of something at the end of the game. I'm like, Volpe, take a look at a pitch. My young boy comes up with the game on the line all the time, and he's trying to win it. Three-pitch strikeout. It's like, no, take a look. And you know what that is, man? Soto is clicking. Judge is clicking. And they're talking to each other in the dugout, and they're talking to each other in passing, and they're talking to each other in the outfield, and they're sharing information. And if you watch the guy in front of you and he works a walk, know that you could probably work a walk too, but if you get a pitch to hit, mash it.
Okay, thanks, Keith. Take my call.
Thank you, Ari. See, that's what I'm talking about. He sounded like a young man. So for you grown men calling the station, cursing on air, we can't be doing that. It's never going to get through because I'm quick on the dumb button. But maybe since he was hanging on hold, he heard that. You know what I'm saying? You can't dump the phone calls, or the guys on hold can hear the live radio as it happens. The people listening on the Odyssey app and the radio, there's a delay for a profanity. Be better, man. I do this for the kids. KM to AM, KM to 2 AM. It's for We Are the World, We Are the Children. Tim is in Norwalk, Connecticut on the fan. Tim, you got it.
Oh, man, congrats this weekend. You you and Jay Shaq, you guys did a great job on the Yankees broadcast. And, man, that last caller, not the last caller, the one previously, the, like, I mean, was that a fabricated story? You get these calls, like, at this time of the night from these people?
Yeah, sometimes people just, as I say, you guys drinking on a Monday, like, you can't wait till Memorial Day weekend. Like, I don't know. Some people just call and they have their own agenda, and maybe their friends put them up to it and they're going to get a quick laugh. But it's like, this is my job. This is business here. This is professional here.
Can't believe you said We Are the World, We Are the Children, because I wish you were on the radio when the Rangers Kreider came back, and I was going to tell you to play on one of your songs, Mama Said Knock You Out, and I just wanted you to play Don't Call It a Comeback. That's all I wanted
to say. I was on, anyway. But the game ended, and I think, you know, Big Mac ran through most of the rest of the night, but I was on. Yeah. I was live on air for the comeback, the hat trick. I couldn't believe it. That never happens. Like, just like, for him to turn it on and put the team on his back like that, that's an all time.
I mean, now that I live in Connecticut, did you see the picture of when he came home from Carolina?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. As much as people talk about how bad fans are in New York and how, like, it's, that's the other side of it.
Right now, like, where I live, I'm in the tri-state area. I'm not in New England, because Connecticut, you could be tri-state or New England, and I'm originally from Long Island. My friend Dino from Malvern or whatever, I'm not going to call him out. Anyway, long story short, yeah, tough loss for the Knicks or whatever. Injuries killed them. But with the Yankees, I mean, come on. Law of averages. They're not going to win 162 games. Clay Holmes is still the best closer in baseball right now. I mean, I think the guy in Oakland can throw 103 miles an hour. But,
Mason Miller.
Was this blown save worse than, you know, Mariano blowing it, you know,
It's gonna happen, and if a play is made behind him, maybe it's a different result. Maybe they win by one run. I don't know. I'm not sweating it. I'm not worried about it. Clay has been phenomenal.
Absolutely,
I've been saying he's on his way to the All-Star game. This blown save tonight will not stop him from being an All-Star this year.
Absolutely not. And let's go Rangers. Pump for Wednesday. And you going to Juan Soto jersey night?
Of course. There's a 0% chance I won't be there. The only way I won't be, like if I get called in to do Susan's job again. But even if they ask me to do it, then I'm going to be like, I kind of want to get a jersey and go post up. I think that's a night to chill. But we'll see. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go.
All right, man. Thanks for answering me. My girl Sasha says hello, and have a great night. All right, man?
Hey, Sasha. Thanks for the call, Tim.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 877-337-6666. Powered by AT&T Business.
Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. The Mets lost, the Yankees lost, the Knicks lost. The Rangers haven't played in a couple days, so got to give it out in a losing effort. I'm not going to give it to any of the Mariners because they're here for the next 2 days. Hopefully they lose. I'm going to split it between Marcus Stroman and Alex Verdugo. So, obviously, Verdugo, like I said, showed up to the dinner last night, the homecoming dinner. He had the top hat, swagged it out. I think this guy is loving being a Yankee. I read something that he's trying to stick around, and, hey, we're potentially interested in that as fans. Let's see if the money works out. He's been great, man, watching this guy play left field. It's good to have a guy out there in left. And, like I said, he did have a rough patch of games coming back from his paternity leave. He had a couple 0-for games. They sat him in Tampa. I know, like, I put in bets all day, every day, like a dummy. But I know there was a bunch of parlays that I got smoked because he didn't have two total bases or didn't have a hit. But I didn't bet tonight, and he came through tonight. Three hits, three RBI, and then he almost had a fourth RBI with that last one. So we see you, Doogie. We see you, Verdugo. I was on the broadcast, and I'm like, there's not enough fans in here barking. I don't hear enough barking in here. I'm usually one of the fans. As soon as they play his Spanish music, so yeah, Doogie and Stro, the Stro Show. Stro, this guy goes out there tonight, dominant. I mean, I hate that he gave up that one earned run, but it's all good. Solo shot in the eighth after he was pretty much spent. But you know what? You give a guy an opportunity to do that on a Monday, first game of the series. Go back out there, see what happens, right? Sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. But 7 1/3 innings pitched, only 3 hits. Before that, you know, eighth, and like his line would have been a little bit cleaner. He would have only had 2 hits, no earned runs, whatever. 1 walk, 6 Ks, and would have been in line to win the game. But it is what it is, man. Your Casamigos big shots of the night. 2 guys that I didn't want a couple years ago. 2 guys that if you would have asked me this time 2-3 years ago if I wanted them on the Yankees in 2024, I would have said, no, no, thank you. I'm good. Mm-mm. Alex Verdugo and Marcus Stroman? Hell no. But when both of these guys were actually mentioned this year when the trade went down for Verdugo, the first thing that happened in winter meetings, I said, oh, for Greg Weissert and a bunch of, like, 2 other arms I never heard of? Yeah, send him. Left-handed bat, going to play left field, going to bring some swag, some drip, some moxie, some mojo, some energy, the chains, the tats, the personality. And the same thing goes for Marcus Stroman. Chains, tats, personality, banging his glove coming off the mound. Nueva York on his head. Rocking the silky under the fitted. It's good to have 2 guys like that, man. And there was a lot of talk about how they would fit in this Yankee clubhouse. How would they adapt to the Yankee way? Please, these guys have helped this clubhouse. These guys are having fun. For the first time in my human life, I laid eyes on the Yankee clubhouse. And after the 2 games I called, I got to see how the party starts after the Yankees win. And it's amazing. They have a good clubhouse. They have a good culture. And good things are happening because these guys are a family. They like each other. They fight for each other. And Brian Cashman figured out the right chemistry of personalities, veterans, young guys, journeymen, homegrown talent, where we really saw them click through this 7-game win streak. I'm not so mad about tonight, but we can continue talking about it because that's what we do here. These are nightly shows. We react to what happened last night. But really tonight, and if, you know, you guys want to talk about the Knicks series, of course, if you want to talk about the Mets kind of, you know, struggling here, stumbling here, of course, but I think most of the calls are Yankees, Clay Holmes, Gleyber Torres, and this L tonight. Eric in Rivervale, New Jersey on the Fan. Go for it, Eric.
Keith, how we doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, thank you. Great show as always, man. And yeah, great job calling the game. I can imagine that was an experience.
It was. I was just telling Marco because Marco said he was driving into the tunnel and he heard the creatures do the roll call for me. And he said that's all he heard, you know, and then he switched in the tunnel to listen to like some music that wasn't coming over the airways, I think, and he lost the call. And I'm like, yo, just that alone, like it was so overwhelming. It was an overload of information and sounds and things. It was a crazy experience. I'm so happy I got to do it. If I never do it again, it was a huge blessing. Thank you.
I can imagine. Yeah, well-earned, well-deserved. So good for you. And, yeah, to talk a little bit here about the Yanks, and I know you've covered a little bit of it, but, you know, I find it funny. I mean, I'm not going to be one of those Yankee fans that's going to say I'm so sick and tired of 33-16. But, you know, this team has been so much fun to watch, and I think you've kind of hit a nail on the head as far as it's just, it seems like they're having fun, and it's been a long time since we've seen a Yankee team look and feel like this team does, right, that they're gelling, and they just seem to have a real kind of family atmosphere there, which I love. So, you know, it's not as kind of, you know, prim and proper or business as it's been in the past. These guys seem like they're having a good time, which is great. But Gleyber, man, the guy is killing me, and I just don't quite understand why. Is it that we can't trade him because there's no value there? Do they actually still see like upside in this guy? Because you, me, and every other Yankee fan out there knows exactly what we're going to get from this guy, and it just never seems like. And I know this is probably not fair, but it just doesn't seem like he cares, right? Like it just.
No,
seems
yeah. Like He is definitely not that. He cares, but I just think that he has the type of like, in-game mentality or person. I don't even know how to describe it, but like in game, he has mental lapses. He's not locked in. Like that's a moment in the game for me. Like I said, hey, ninth inning, we're three outs away from win number eight, from taking this first game out of series. Everybody lock in, tighten up. He has lapses. He has times where he's a space cadet. He has times where he does things where it's like that throw, it could have been better. You're right there. Don't make Rizzo have to try to adjust to get that ball on the ground with the game on the line. Like, I don't know, man. It just, we've seen it too much.
I just, like, it's to me, it's like standard Little League stuff. I mean, like, you know, my 10-year-old plays, like, this is.
We've seen it too much. The fact that I can recite times and then go Google them and be like, yup, I knew he did a similar thing like that last year against the Tigers. He booted a tailor-made double play ball against the Chicago Cubs last year, which led to, you know, them ended up losing that game. Like there's multiple games that I can just remember where I'm like, Glaber, come on. And after a while, like you said, right? What is it? Do they just love him? They can't trade him. And I think it's a mix of both. Thanks for the call, Eric. I think it's a few things. I don't think anybody is correct by saying that Glaber Torres doesn't care. I think he cares a lot. And I think he might care to the point where, like, it's really wearing on him this season that he's having, knowing that he wants to be a Yankee, that he says this is home, these teammates are family, right? Who became Gleyber Torres's buddy instantly? Juan Soto. When they come back to New York from spring training, who's showing Juan Soto all the spots to get food, get a haircut, hang out that Gleyber Torres has probably frequented over the last 5 years or so? I think Judge loves Glaber. I think any of the players that have been around long enough love Glaber. He seems like Rizzo. He seems like a fun-loving guy. He seems like a guy that's cool to hang out with. He seems like the guy you do want to sit at a Knicks game with. He seems like the guy you do want to, you know what I'm saying? But, man, it's not good enough. If this team, which it is a team that we expect to win, and I don't have to say what. Like you're watching them over this win streak, and you're starting to get those vibes. You're starting to get that tingling feeling again. You're starting to love the Yankees again. You forgot all about 2023. You're like, yeah, this is it. And then, you know, something like tonight kind of gives you a bit of a reality check that, hey, there are some spots that still could be improved. And that's why I'm saying, hey, Cash, if you can hear me, bro, go all in at the trade deadline. You want to win Yankee fans over? You want to never see another Fire Cashman shirt? Go in and stack the deck at the deadline. If we can get another reliever, high-end reliever, closer type, go and get one. If we can get somebody else, like the infield is pretty much the infield. I think we're going to have too many guys. But if we can get somebody else that could potentially play second base and hit, go get them. Like, check on every team that's selling and see who's available for the low. Gleyber Torres scares me, man, because I think they do love him. I think they want him to be a part of this. They want him to play, and they sat him one game, and I was calling for that. As soon as John Birdie came back, I think John Birdie had been back for a few series, like 2 weeks, and I'm saying, hey, how come we can't sit Gleyber down? I'm not saying permanently. I'm saying for a day, just so he doesn't feel like his spot is locked, right? Just so he can get a sense of urgency. Sometimes you need to feel like your spot is not cemented to make you realize what is going on and what you're doing. Take advantage of every at-bat, every play. Kevin is in the Bronx on the Fan. What up, Kevin?
Keith, my man, how you doing?
All right.
I got two Yankee points, but before that, I just want to say congrats on getting on the broadcast. It's awesome for us to hear a real fan get on there. I didn't get to hear the whole thing. I was actually driving my wife to the hospital. She was in labor.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't hear the whole game. But congrats on getting on the broadcast.
Thanks.
Good for you.
First kid?
Second.
Boy or girl?
Baby girl.
Congratulations, man. So do you have two girls or a girl and a boy?
Two girls.
A boy is on the way in your future. Girl dad, you are. Embrace it. God bless you.
It's all good, as long as they're healthy.
That's all that's important matters. Obviously, I'm guessing your wife is doing good and you made it through that this weekend.
Yeah, all good. And then we caught the next game and we listened to you in the hospital. We're both big Yankee fans, so we enjoyed listening to you on that.
Wow, I appreciate it. Thank you.
But bailing on a labor here, it's like – exactly what you said. You know, besides the fact that he has not lived up to his hype, it's just like the mental mistakes. Like, it's like we're watching Gary Sanchez 2.0. Like, we've seen this happen. Like, the Yankees have coddled him. Like you're 100% right. He should have been sat down. You know, they've coddled him. The mental mistakes are, like, inexcusable. Like, he's the kind of guy who will cost you a big game.
Yeah, and you see what – you know what's funny? Because I've talked about that with Gary Sanchez. And not for nothing, Gary's hitting home runs still. Gary's still playing. Gary's still helping teams. The Milwaukee Brewers don't mind having him around. The Padres didn't mind having him around last year. But the Yankees had to get him up out of here because enough was enough, right? You don't apply a tag and the run scores, the pass balls, the slumps. All right, enough is enough. But you know what they also did when they got Gary out of here? They attached Gio Urshela to him. And whose best friend on the team was Gio Urshela's? Gleyber Torres. And I thought that was a way to shake Gleyber up to be like, hey, we just got your buddy. We just got your main man up out of here. Now you don't have a BFF. Lock in. You're going to be next to Josh Donaldson and IKF. We got Gio out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's business. It's not all fun and games. But I don't know. I think this is who Gleyber is. The saying is, once a man shows you who he is, believe him. Gleyber has shown us that this is in his baseball DNA so much. It scares fans to think that, okay, we're going to keep going with Gleyber at second base with this team in October. I believe that that's not the case. I believe that the phones will be working, and they've tried to trade Gleyber Torres in the past, but if there ever was a year, and it sucks to say it because I know he's a fan favorite, or at least he was, I know we had high hopes for him, but man, you cannot let one guy's mental lapses and consistent mistakes when they can hurt you like they did tonight. You can't. This team is potentially too good. There's too many good players and too many guys who are dialed in. You can't let that derail anything.
100% right. Especially like you said, like he's not, like, we're not relying on him to carry a team. Like, there's too many other good players to let someone like him, you know, blow a game.
He started off the season as the leadoff hitter, Kevin. He's batting seventh.
That's insane.
And
he's not a leadoff hitter. He has the same approach, no matter if it's 0-2 or 3-0.
This is Gleyber Torres, who hit 38 homers. I know it was the juice ball year. This is Gleyber Torres, who everybody loves to tell me he was by far the best hitter on the team last year. I said, yeah, and they lost. They lost every other game. So now that he's all the way down in the seventh spot, right? Check me out. They moved young Volpe to lead off, a second-year player, in favor of getting Gleyber Torres going. And Gleyber has found it, and Volpe has found it before Gleyber has actually found it. Volpe has adjusted and gotten back to being what he was in the early on, taking on the challenge of, like, all right, I got to face everybody's starting pitcher, and I got to be ready to go. I'm going to have the most at-bats on the team. Enough excuses and enough coddling of Gleyber Torres. I'm sorry. I want the guy to do well too, but it's just, you can't make fetch happen. You can't fit the square peg into a round hole, whatever analogy you're saying you want to say.
Yeah, it feels like they're forcing it, and it's just not there. It's not happening.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. Again, why can't DJ play second base? Let me pull up his baseball reference. I don't really do that, you know. There was a point this weekend, just with everything, right? The Yankees print you out a stat pack of, like, all of the things going on with the Yankees, and then you can get one on the White Sox, and then you got the whole roster and the lineup. Then I have my own notes and all my own research I've done. My boy Matt from MLB Network sent me a bunch of stuff, and then I'm looking at the Yes Network screen trying to see what Paul O'Neill and Flash are talking about, and then we have Connor, my producer, in my ear, and then I have Justin to my right, and it got to a point this weekend doing the broadcast where I'm like, this is system overload. I don't want to overstep my boundaries here. This is my first time on the broadcast. I shouldn't be talking too much. And I also don't want to fill the air with fake stuff like, oh, well, here's a note on Corey Jokes. He batted, but, like, that's corny. So I got to a point where I was just like, I don't do that. I don't go on Baseball Reference. I don't go on Baseball Savant. I don't go on Fangraphs. You know what I do? I go to the game. Let me talk about what I do in the stadium. Let me talk about what I do, you know, regularly here versus trying to be something I'm not. And I think that's when I settled in more. But going to Baseball Reference right now to look at DJ LeMahieu,
He was a second baseman. He has four gold gloves. And when he comes back, the word is he's, you know, going to take reps at third base, and they're going to obviously, you know, get his workload up. But you've got three guys that can play second, third base. We got one guy that we put at second base every day. Oswaldo has spelled him once in the last, like, I don't know, however many weeks. Why can't DJ be there? Why can't you leave John Birdie now, who hit his first home run, who's figuring it out now, coming back from the IL? He's got speed. He's a veteran. Why can't you put him at third base or Oswaldo at third base, put DJ at second base, and then have a revolving rotation in the infield? Don't tell me that Gleyber Torres is just locked there. We all love Gleyber and want him to do well, but this is about results. It's about who produces. That's it. Tina, the queen of the bleacher creatures, showed up in 203 tonight. I couldn't make it. Tina, you're on the fan. How was it?
I didn't show up either.
Oh, I thought you were going tonight.
No, didn't you get my last thing? I
don't know.
Like,
I've gotten more text messages and DMs than my like, maybe.
No,
like,
after that the last thing you said about the, you know, tavern, I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah.
And then I said, no, I'm not going either. Listen. Congratulations on play-by-play. You were great. But by the way, after that roll call, I kind of noticed you choked up a little, didn't you?
I was about to cry. I wanted to step out, but I couldn't step out. It wasn't like we could go to break. It wasn't like I could compose myself.
I
was like, I didn't know what to say. I was speechless. I didn't know
so
you guys
human.
Were going to do that.
It was so human. It was so nice. He said to you, do you think, I'm like, damn, dude, why did you say that? He said, do you think the Bleacher Creatures, I kind of send you a little thing. I said, they're going to do the right thing. I guess you didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it. And like I said, I got text messages from people I haven't seen in 20 years, people from my hometown, people from both colleges I went to. I'm like, wow, this has reached so many people. And I'm still swimming through LinkedIn messages, Facebook messages, Instagram DMs, Twitter DMs. It's just like,
wow.
Yeah,
all I said was do a roll call for Keith. Because you're one of our creatures is going to go up in a race. Of course we're going to do that.
Jeez, I know. It's crazy. So, you know, John Sterling didn't get it till his last day. I got it on my first
No, he did
day.
Not. Well, when he left, when him and Michael Kay were together, we used to do it all the time.
Okay.
But then when he left, we're like, okay, no, we're not doing one and the other. So, no. John
great.
Had that special, and then you did, but nobody else.
And I appreciate it. It's so real. I'm like, yo, like, that is it. Like, I've spent so many games and so much time, even outside the stadium, with the core of people that sit in Section 203, that they showed love for me like that in a way that I wasn't expecting. And I'm live on air. All I could say was, oh, wow. And I just moved the mic away from my mouth just in case I did. Like,
I know. I actually said, oh, and you, and not waiting for you to say something. You didn't say anything until the thing was over. You said, yo, people are calling you. And I felt it. I'm like, oh, look at that. I got goosebumps. Anyway, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I'm so happy. You were very good. Very good. We appreciate whatever you do for us. Listen, you're a great friend to Bleach Creatures, your family. We all love you. We appreciate you. You know, God is good and he's being good to you, and you deserve everything.
Thanks, Tina.
You're a really good guy.
I'm glad I didn't go tonight.
I'm glad
I didn't go to the game tonight, because, you know, I would have had to have 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door for the ninth inning, and then I would have stayed to see what happened, and then I would have had to race here. I probably would have been late in. Yeah, I made a good decision not going tonight.
No, yeah, they wanted us to go early and do something outside. And then they're like, well, I'm like, okay. Well, I told Mark, I'll pick you the five people. And, you know, I had Millie replace me. I'm like, okay, Millie,
good.
You can go and set me. I don't need to be on camera. I'm behind the scenes.
I know. Well, it's good that the Bleacher Creatures are becoming so mainstream that people do want to shoot and film and get us together and stuff. So. For the right thing, yes.
Yeah. Like, this is good. It was just a lesson to myself. You know what? Let them do it. You know, I don't know what really happened. I haven't talked to all of them, but I did hear something. I heard roll call, and I did hear yes, yes, yes. I'm like, what are we, wrestling now? What is this? Yes, yes, yes. I heard that. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, okay. I know what's going on.
Listen, what was going on?
Shout out to the good folks at the Yes Network. And then, Milton was out there ringing the cowbell tonight. So
yeah, I heard that.
It was a good night until the ninth inning.
You know what? You know what made me remember? You know what? Back in the day when Mariano, when that happened with Mariano and that happened, and Steve Sommers, I'm going to say it. First time I ever called the radio, he got on Mariano like this and that, and he's this. I called Steve Sommers and ripped him. And then we became like, I became a regular for him and Tony Page. They were good. But he was like putting Mariano down, this and that, and it was one game. But tonight, Mariano did it, this guy did it. They were okay, I guess. But I do agree with you on Glaber. I think Glaber, do you think it's all mental for him?
Yes, I think he's thinking so much about how good this team is and how his season is not going very good.
And
this is it.
He's such a good person.
He is a good person. Tina, we're up against it. Thank you for the call. 877-337-6666. Shout out to the Cowbell Man, Tina, the Queen of the Creatures, and Mark leading the roll call, and the Creatures becoming mainstream.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.